This is Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. For the past 3 years, Epics and the National Hockey League have partnered to bring us an inside look at the Outdoor Classics. Epics presents Road to the NHL Outdoor Classics, offers exquisite writing and beautiful narration.
This is the latest exploration into everything the game promises. The latest search for the tiny differences between falling short and rising above.
Well-earned victory celebration on the rink.
Revealing the extraordinary gifts of the chosen few who can conjure visions of the impossible on the ice. Spanning four teams, headed toward two games, to celebrate a century of hockey's infinite beginnings. The NHL Outdoor Classics.
The second episode of the four-part series airs Friday, December 23rd at 10 p.m. on Epics, and this time the show is focusing on two games, the 2017 Scotiabank NHL Centennial Classic, featuring the Detroit Red Wings and the Toronto Maple Leafs on January 1st, and the 2017 Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic, a battle between the St. Louis Blues and the Chicago Blackhawks. And my guest on Sports Jam, who better to talk about what's going on with the series and with the NHL, but Steve Mayer, the NHL Executive Vice President and Executive Producer of Programming and Creative Development. Steve is in Toronto preparing for the big game. Steve, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be a part of the show.
What a great time to be a part of the NHL, Steve. You have the young stars who are playing. You have the parity in the league right now. Great drama already before the midpoint in the season. The Outdoor Classics. You just went through a great World Cup of hockey. The new Las Vegas team. The All-Star Game coming up in L.A. I guess things are good.
Wow. I need a break. I need a vacation. No, it's been great. And we are going through a very, very exciting time at the NHL. I run the events department at the NHL. So we're gearing up for two games in 2 days to start the new year. Plus, this new year is something that we are so looking forward to. It is the beginning of our centennial year. And we have so much planned starting on January 1st. And then, you know, the show, which debuted last week, again, such an exciting program, all access, four teams, which is unique, which we usually, you know, are heading to one outdoor game. This time it's two. Just a really exciting time to be around the NHL, and we hope our fans feel the same way.
Steve, you may not be aware, but I've already had three of the people directly involved in the Epic series as guests on Sports Jam in the past. 54-time Emmy Award-winning producer Ross Greenberg, the incredible writer Aaron Cohen, as well as actor and the narrator of the series, Bill Kemp. One of the things I wanted to ask you right away is there a concern that there may be too many of these outdoor games now on the ice?
Well, I think there needs to be a balance. You know, before I got to the league, there was a season where the league actually produced six outdoor games, the Winter Classic, and then five outdoor games, five stadium series games. And I do think that's probably too much. But, you know, we've hit a nice balance where we're doing around three games a year to four games a year, and that seems to be the right amount. You know, what happens locally and in Toronto and St. Louis in the upcoming weeks, there's nothing like one of these games. The local community gets behind the game. There's hockey activities everywhere. And there's just a vibrancy to the games in that community. And I still think nationally and internationally, the games still have great merit. I do think, and we're watching every day, you know, what's the right balance? When are too many games, you know, going to affect the interest? But so far, so good. The interest is incredible. Both games on January 1st and January 2nd are sellouts. We're going to be in Pittsburgh on February the 25th in an outdoor game. So I think the history of the outdoor games is significant, and the future is significant as well. We're going to continue to do them. They will evolve, but you're right. There needs to be a balance. We don't want to do too many.
You mentioned Pittsburgh. I was at the Winter Classic in 2011, being a Pittsburgh Penguins fan for my entire life. And, of course, we all remember that as the day Sidney Crosby started his whole concussion problem. So that doesn't bring back necessarily great memories. But the experience does, though, Steve. I took my nephews and my niece. We had a wonderful time. There is magic outdoor hockey where it originated. There's just this magical approach to this game. Has it been coming across on television the way you want it as well?
Yeah, and again, for my standpoint, and I mentioned new with the league, I've been, you know, working with the league for a few years, became full-time with the league in January, and that experience is, you know, something we hear over and over, that people who go to the games, they just had a wonderful time, and it's a very memorable time, you know, and with so much competition in the sports world, so many great events happening, you know, you're hoping that your fans leave with a memory of a lifetime. And, you know, whether you went in 2011 or somebody was there, you know, years before that, or somebody just went to the game in Winnipeg, which we just produced the Heritage Classic, you know, you're hoping that they leave with an experience that they'll never forget. And it's up to us to make each of those experiences unique in their own way. January 1st will be very different than January 2nd. The overall approach to both games, the way the fields will look, obviously the teams playing. But the experience, we hope, is equal for our fans who attend both Toronto and St. Louis.
It's mid-December in the National Hockey League. A juncture for clubs to start reckoning with who they are, who they're not, and who they may be come springtime. But for four teams spread across a 650-mile swath in the middle of the map, the Toronto Maple Leafs, Detroit Red Wings, Chicago Blackhawks, and St. Louis Blues, the next few weeks bring with them a different, distinctive sort of anticipation.
You couldn't have any more exciting teams when it comes to, first of all, with the January 1st game, with the Toronto Maple Leafs, obviously, with Austin Matthews, and the fact that the Red Wings, obviously one of the original six, they are a little bit down in the standings right now, but anytime the Red Wings get together, great fan base, and Toronto goes without saying. Even though the Maple Leafs aren't at the top of the scale right now, the anticipation of what's coming with all these great young players has to make this centennial game very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a showcase for what we believe are some of the future stars of the league. And you mentioned Matthews. And, you know, there's great excitement. Toronto is once again just obsessed with hockey. And, you know, they've always been. And, you know, it's one of those franchises that, yes, they haven't won a cup in many years, but, you know, they've always supported the team. And there's great hope. There's great optimism in Toronto that the team that Lou Lamoriello and Brendan Shanahan are putting together, and Mike Babcock is the coach, they're doing something right. You know, and actually, you started to see the culture change. In last week's Epic Show, you start to get a glimpse into the new world of Toronto and what Babcock brings to the team. And I think the future is really exciting there. And then when you look at Detroit, I mean, right now, you know, off to a slow start. But when you look at that franchise, I mean, that's the pinnacle of almost any franchise. 25 straight seasons, the Red Wings have made the playoffs. I think that's a record for major North American sports teams. And, you know, yes, they're rebuilding a bit, but they've got some great foundation. Dylan Larkin, you talk about exciting young players. This guy is as good as they get. So, you know, and they've had some experience in these outdoor games. They've played a couple of them. So I think that's a really good matchup in Toronto. It'll be really exciting. And again, you know, two of the original six franchises, as we celebrate the centennial year, we felt that was an ideal way to kick off the centennial on January 1st.
You're listening to Sports Jam. I'm Doug Doyle. My guest is Steve Mayer, the NHL Executive Vice President and Executive Producer of Programming and Creative Development. And we're talking about the epic series, Road to the NHL Outdoor Classics.
A game isn't born the same way as everything else. It isn't born merely one time, on one day, in one place. A game, rather, is born over and over again. In more places than you might even imagine. Every time, in fact, it's discovered by someone new.
With the writing of Aaron Cohen, the producing of Ross Greenberg, and Bill Camp, who we had on the show, wonderful narrator, a Boston Bruins fan at heart.
Yeah.
Magic is not only on the ice, but really the anticipation. This show is for a true hockey fan. You got to eat it up.
You know, you mentioned, and we just talked about the Leafs and the Red Wings. It's all about team, you know, and you mentioned three of the best in the business. Steve Stern, also the producer, multiple Emmy winner as well. I mean, Ross has put together an incredible team, and I don't care whether you're a television production company or you're a National Hockey League team. You know, you've got to have all the parts gelling to make a great show. And these guys get it. They've done so many of these. I'll tell you the other thing that they have. They have the trust of every team. You know, the teams understand that they're a fly in the wall, but they let them in. You know, they let them in places that most people can't go because they, every year and every show, produce over and over, you know, great television, compelling television. And, you know, we're beyond thrilled that these guys have signed on to do the show again. Last week was, you know, an awesome beginning. This week, just getting a glimpse of some of the things that we've already shot and will be in the show. Yeah, again, these shows are awesome. They show our fans the personality of our players. You mentioned our coaches. You know, and anybody loves to get a glimpse inside the world of a professional sport. And we think because we're unique, we give a little more access and a little more opportunity for our fans to see inside a National Hockey League team. And these shows, you know, these shows speak for themselves. They're as good as they get, and you know, we're really, really proud of them.
Steve, one of the things I enjoy about the Road to the Outdoor Classics in Episode 1 is something that has been done in prior shows. It's not just focusing on the stars. And this one, backup goalie Scott Darling gets a little bit of love in the show.
It's a dream come true, you know. My whole life, since I was a little kid, I wanted to be the goalie for the Blackhawks. I was happy to get one game, and it's been 2.5 years now. I'm still here, so it's pretty exciting.
You know, you hear enough about the stars, but you really get a chance to meet some of the other players that are involved in these teams. And that's what it's all about. When you go to an NHL game, you see jerseys from all different players. A lot different than maybe an NFL game.
And I don't know the reason for that. I don't. I mean, I think that people, they glom on to, you know, a player that they can identify with. Maybe they went to the same college as someone. Maybe they grew up in the same hometown. But I agree. You know, you do look around, and yeah, we have our stars, and I think that these shows do a great job promoting them. But at the same time, you know, I do think we find those other stories, and that's where, you know, Ross and Steve and Aaron are so good, because they find the stories that they think will interest our audience, and it doesn't have to be Patrick Kane. It doesn't have to be Jonathan Toews. It could be Scott Darling. And you know, and that is a great story. I mean, you know, Crawford in net, now Darling comes in. They don't seem to miss a beat. And you saw last week, the guy's got a good, fun personality, and he's just excited for the opportunity. He's a local boy. And, again, those are the stories that are memorable. You know, I think we all hope that you watch the show, anybody watches the show, there are 5 to 10 takeaways from the show that you're always going to remember. And that was certainly one of them in show one.
Speaking of local boy, you're from Union, New Jersey. And you went to Ithaca College, and you were an athlete as well.
Yeah, I didn't play hockey. Played a little basketball and tennis. But yeah, I grew up in Union. Still live in New Jersey in West Caldwell. But grew up admittedly a Rangers fan, although, you know, grew up in the shadow of the Devils. When I grew up, there were no New Jersey Devils. But hockey was always a part. Listen, all sports. I love sports. And, you know, it's just a dream of a lifetime to be working for a league, at a league. And it's been incredible, especially where you started, you know, this off. You know, wow, what a time to be at the NHL with so much happening and everything's so positive. And, you know, we're making some great strides and, you know, there's just more to come.
Also, a local boy that was featured in the opening episode was Trevor Van Riemsdyk. He and his brother playing hockey at CBA in Lincroft, New Jersey. Stars, yep. And for two different teams. When it comes to Steve Mayer, now, 20 years at IMG Productions, and you have been a part of so many major sporting events, 5 Olympic Games, I believe, the New York City Marathon for a decade. What is it about big events that excites Steve Mayer?
Oh, you know, I think what I've always, you know, enjoyed and is just, you know, the amount of people that get excited about, you know, what we do and how we can affect so many people's emotions. You know, at the marathon, you know, 50,000 people running from all over the world. And, you know, and then you make little changes or do little things that, you know, improve the marathon from one year to the other, both in the television coverage, and we had a lot of input in the event itself. And you just feel like, you know, especially in the sports world, you're making a difference. You know, I'm not saving lives, changing lives dramatically, but at the same time, putting smiles on people's faces. And also, you know, there's something about a big sporting event when you hear people talking about it. It's unique, you know, whether it's, you know, the Olympics or, you know, so many things that I've been involved with when I was at IMG and now at the NHL. You know, to be in Toronto, to be in St. Louis, and, you know, to hear the cab driver talking about the big game coming up and knowing how important and vital it is in your life and that you're having something to do with it, it's always exciting. And, you know, that's one of the reasons why I love the world of sports. And then being able to, you know, improve something from event to event, year to year, just based on experience and hearing feedback, you know, that's also very self-satisfying and certainly, you know, another reason why I do what I do.
And one of the things you do is you listen. You have been listening and constantly listening, as quoted in a recent interview. What are you hearing most from NHL fans right now? What's the biggest excitement? What's the biggest concern?
Well, listen, that's for sure. I mean, I don't think anybody can do their job well if they don't listen and don't react. And, you know, I have my very strong opinions and, you know, I do certain things a certain way, but I will also say that you have to listen and respond to what your fans want and what they enjoy. And, you know, I think the fans, you know, you talk about outdoor games. I think the fans love big events. They like to reach out and touch our players. They like to be right there where the action is, and they want to see more and more. And I also think they love the stars. You know, they want to, you know, see us develop some of these young players into major stars that, you know, are said in the exact same breath as LeBron James and, you know, a great football player or a great baseball player. You know, and so, you know, that's one of the things we're trying to develop. But I also think that, you know, we're going to listen to our fans of what they don't like. And, you know, we hear, you know, whether it's the music that we're playing at the events or, you know, it's the way we're presenting the events. We're really listening to them. We're very focused on what they want. We're also focused on how people are consuming their video and their content and how we're in the next year or 2 years going to be providing that content. I think that's very important you know, we have a league where a lot of things happen in short clips, and, you know, get the great goals out there and get personality pieces from the players out there and, you know, give our fans more and more material because they just eat it up. They really love it. So, again, always listening, hoping that we can respond and, you know, keep people very attached to the game and grow our fan base because there's a lot of casual fans in all sports, and we're all sort of grabbing for, you know, them to come our way. And we believe with some of the things that we're going to do in the next few years, we're going to be able to grab more and more fans into the world of hockey.
We're speaking with Steve Mayer, and we're talking not only about the league right now, but we're also talking about the partnership between the NHL and Epics, the third original series. Epics presents Road to the NHL Outdoor Classics. Two big games coming up, January 1st and January 2nd. What was the first NHL game you ever went to? Was it a Rangers game?
It was. It was. When I was growing up, I said I'm a huge sports fan, went to see the Rangers and the Bruins, Madison Square Garden, probably was about 9 or 10 years old. And, you know, that was my first hockey game. But again, growing up, especially in the New York area, you know, you're so exposed to sports. You do pick and choose your sides. Usually it's who your parents like. But I always have loved the game and remained a fan. And when this opportunity came up, you know, could never pass it up. It was so fantastic. And it's been everything I thought it was going to be and more.
What does it say that the NHL is the first professional team, really, to move into Las Vegas?
Well, you know, I think that it, for us, presents many exciting opportunities. You know, if you follow the NHL, you know that we have gone to Vegas in the last 5 years or so with our NHL award show. And, you know, the team is going to be very progressive. It'll be interesting to see, you know, what they put out on the ice. But in terms of, you know, what they're going to do, game presentation, just being in Las Vegas and the support, incredible support they have from the local community is going to make them successful from a standpoint of, you know, people will be excited and talking about Las Vegas. On a personal level, I think it's the first of many teams over the next few years that will eventually come. We're thrilled that we're the ones that got it started. And, you know, I really think, you know, based on the folks that I've talked to that are now on the management team of the Golden Knights, they're heading in the right direction. And, you know, I believe it won't be long before they put a competitive team on the ice. But I can guarantee you, you know, just their overall presentation and all the things they're talking about from a marketing standpoint will be super exciting.
What gets you more excited, seeing somebody like Connor McDavid score a goal or Jaromir Jagr score a goal?
That's funny. Listen, Jagr is unbelievable. You know, he's going to play for another 20 years. It's great. He's going to play until his 60s. It's amazing what he's accomplished. And when you consider that, you know, he left the NHL for a few years, I mean, this guy, you know, to be going at that level at that age is amazing. But, you know, the young players, and you mentioned Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid, I mean, what amazing to watch him on the ice. You know, his speed, his all-out tenacity, and look what, you know, what those teams, Edmonton and Toronto, they're all in the upswing. You know, Winnipeg with Line A. I mean, there's so many positive things happening in Canada and happening among these young players. I mean, you know, the Team North America that we put out on the ice during the World Cup of Hockey was so exciting to watch, the future of the game. So this whole new group of young stars has got everybody at the NHL incredibly excited. And, you know, we'll all watch how they mature, but there's some good players out there. And Connor McDavid is among the best, if not the best.
McDavid scores! Connor McDavid's first career hat trick. It is 5-2 for the Oilers.
younger players, you get the younger fans because they seem to just – I remember when Sidney Crosby started in Pittsburgh, you had so many young fans. In fact, they just – on the NHL.com site, he's handing a stick to a young girl after last night's game. Do you see with the fact that because there's so much young talent that this could really help build even more of a fan base?
No question. You know, I think that that's a, you know, you bring up a great point, because I think just like in anything, music, movies, you know, a younger group is always going to try to be a little more interested in younger talent. You know, somebody who's their age, somebody who they can identify with, and you know, I do think we're finding that, you know, some of the younger fans out there are absolutely enthralled by what McDavid and Matthews and, you know, Mitch Marner's doing in Toronto and Dylan Larkin in Detroit. Like, these young players who are just, you know, spectacular are getting that fan base also of young players. Johnny Gaudreau, a New Jersey native, you know, who is young and what a player, you know, also has a very young, excited fan base. So, yeah, I do think that these young players are going to draw in a younger crowd, a younger interested crowd to our sport. You know, the other thing which we, you know, are noticing, and, you know, some of the research shows, you know, women are so excited about the NHL and that age group of 18 to 24. You know, there's a huge fan base of women who just love our game and, you know, are real strong fans. So, again, when programming, when building stars, you know, we're keeping that 18 to 24-year-old or younger fan base absolutely in mind.
Before I let you go, one of the things that I really enjoy about it shows the talent of the team that you're talking about that you have with these NHL Outdoor Classics is the fact it's right up to date.
This was the homestand that was supposed to be a launching point back into playoff contention. Instead, it's begun with three losses, with tonight's defeat particularly painful. And that leads Captain Henrik Zetterberg to close the dressing room doors and address his team.
It starts next game here. We're going to win that one. We're going to win the next one. It starts with one game, 60 minutes left.
Some of these shows are being put together. I remember when we were talking to Bill Camp last year, he wasn't even sure what, you know, the next episode was getting ready to be done. But because you're going right up to the minute, right up to the game, it's not, there's no delay. It's as these things are happening.
Yeah, I don't think people understand that. And how, you know, and that's where Ross and his team are incredible. I mean, something could happen, and we're on Friday nights on FX. I mean, something can happen Thursday night, and if it's credible, we're not waiting a week to put it in the show. You know, we'll turn it around. And, you know, we did a show this past summer spring on the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, you know, big events were happening, you know, the night before the show. And the ability to adjust on the fly, move the show around, have Bill voice the show over at the very last second, you know, that's part of the show, and that's why they're so timely, and they're truly all access, but they are immediate, you know, and it's a credit to how great, you know, the team is. And, you know, you mentioned four people, but it's 40 people who are working around the clock, and I mean around the clock, to get these shows done. And that's something that's definitely in our future. For the league, we want to do more of these kind of shows, give more access. You know, and Epix has been a great partner. They are so supportive. They're out there marketing a show, and they've given us, you know, great ample airtime. You know, and again, I'm happy that you enjoy it. The feedback, you talk about feedback, you know, it's amazing how much I get told that these shows are, you know, they're awesome and they're memorable, and it's going to be a good year. And to have the two games, that's really different. So, you know, we thought that that was a unique idea to add both, you know, games rather than just one. And so far it's working.
So you have the Red Wings and the Maple Leafs and the 2017 Scotiabank NHL Centennial Classic, January 1st, and the Chicago Blackhawks and the St. Louis Blues and the 2017 Bridgestone NHL Winter Classic on January 2nd. Now, the Epic Series runs on Friday nights at 10 p.m., and there are three shows left, December 23rd being the next one. Steve, can you promise me when you come back to Pittsburgh for another outdoor game that Crosby won't get hurt?
Well, listen, we'll try to do our best. I can only control what I can control. That's going to be a fun game on February 25th. You know, the rival Philadelphia Flyers coming into town. And I guess Pittsburgh, you know, from what I understand, they're ready for it. You know, they're playing pretty well. So it should be a good game.
Steve, well, I know you've only been with the NHL for a short period of time, but congratulations on the World Cup of Hockey and what you're doing with these outdoor classics, bringing all that experience that you've had through the years and bringing it to my favorite sport, and that being hockey. So thanks for joining us on Sports Gym. We appreciate it.
No, thank you so much for having me. Anytime. Love to talk hockey.
We will definitely talk hockey again with Steve Mayer later during the NHL season, as he will join us in studio, the West Caldwell resident working out of his office in New York City. But we're thrilled he could join us this time from Toronto. Sports Jam is a WBGO News production. You can check out all the shows by going to WBGO.org/Sports Jam, or you can find Sports Jam with Doug Doyle on iTunes. Special thanks going out to Joe Favorito for helping us hook up with Steve Mayer this time around. Until our next Sports Jam session, I'll see you at the game.